morning. I have no relationships to disclose. So after this session, you should be able to identify differences between co-occurring developmental and psychiatric conditions in children with current or past autism spectrum disorders. So currently, the DSM-4 identifies autism spectrum disorders, or ASDs, to include autistic disorder, Asperger syndrome, and pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS, all of which I will be referring to today when I say ASDs. Each are marked by impairments in social interaction, communication, and/or restricted repetitive and stereotype behaviors. High rates of co-occurring developmental and psychiatric conditions have been found in children, adolescents, and adults with autism spectrum disorders. These co-occurring conditions make it difficult to differentiate between core features of an ASD and other neurodevelopmental and psychiatric conditions, which may lead to delayed appropriate diagnosis or missed opportunities for early intervention. This is crucial given that early intervention is the current gold standard for optimal outcomes in children diagnosed with an ASD. Diagnostic stability of an ASD has been found to change over time. One study using the National Survey of Children's Health found that 40% of children aged 3 to 17 ever diagnosed with an ASD were reported as having a past but not current ASD diagnosis. This is a significant portion of kids that had a change of diagnosis and is what led us to our study question in relation to co-occurring conditions. Our current study also used data from the 2007 National Survey of Children's Health, or the NSCH. The NSCH is comprised of cross-sectional parent-reported data collected from one-time phone interviews to parents with at least one child under the age of 17. Questions asked during the survey focused on child demographics, physical and mental health, healthcare needs and services, and parental and family health and behaviors. A total of 91,642 surveys were completed between April 2007 and July 2008. And I want to just remind you that any reported condition was based on parent report, and therefore we cannot, there was no direct evaluation, and we can't say anything about the validity of each diagnosis. For our study, we focused on the questions, has a doctor or healthcare provider ever told you that the study child had autism, Asperger's disorder, pervasive developmental disorder, or other autism spectrum disorder? And does the study child currently have autism or ASD? To create our two main study groups, whether the child has a current autism spectrum disorder or a past but not current ASD diagnosis, which I'll refer to as past. Refusals, don't knows, or no reported past or current ASD diagnosis were not included in this analysis. We then further divided each group into three developmental stages: young children, ages 3 to 5, children, ages 6 to 11, and adolescents, ages 12 to 17. We excluded children under the age of 3 since they are too young to clearly diagnose these conditions. Developmental stages were chosen given our knowledge of child development. Autism diagnosis usually occurs by the age of 5, and brain plasticity, early intervention, and therapy effects are optimal. ASD diagnoses during the ages of 6 to 11 have been shown to change, whether from PDD-NOS to autism or autism to PDD-NOS, while learning capabilities and individual needs become clearer. And finally, ASD diagnoses usually stabilize during adolescence, with educational needs clarified. Our final data set was composed of 1,366 completed surveys. As you can see, our study groups are comparable on average age for each group with a current or past ASD diagnosis. Young children were reported to be about 4.5 years old, children about 8.5 to 9, and adolescents about 14. Not surprisingly, our study was comprised mostly of males and were predominantly white. The majority of our study children were also of non-Hispanic ethnicity. Most were covered under health insurance and had consistent health insurance coverage during the past year before administration of the survey. Approximately 3/4 reported his or her child to be on a current individualized education plan, or IEP. About 70% of parents had education beyond high school, with nearly half of the participants in the survey having household incomes higher than 300% of the federal poverty level. Multinomial logistic regression was carried out using weighted data to distinguish differences between co-occurring conditions in children with current and past ASD diagnoses. The Taylor series approximation was used to account for complex sampling design in order to get a more accurate standard error estimation. After adjusted analysis, the following were found to distinguish young study children with a current ASD from young study children with a past ASD. So young children with a current ASD were 11 times more likely to have learning disability, 9 times more likely to have developmental delay, and 13 times more likely to have reported past anxiety. Children with a current ASD were almost 4 times more likely than children with a past ASD to have speech problem, 3.5 times more likely to have anxiety, and less likely to have past hearing problems. Adolescents with a current ASD were almost 4 times more likely than adolescents with a past ASD to have speech problems, 10 times more likely to have seizure or epilepsy, and less likely, again, to have past hearing problems. Some of our study limitations include ASD diagnosis based on parent report, which limited our ability to confirm the validity of any diagnosis. Also, the data does not allow us to investigate whether learning disability is due to intellectual disabilities or any other developmental concern. And finally, we do not have any individual information on how long or how much time each child may have participated in an individualized education plan, which may have played a role in the change from a current to past ASD diagnosis. Since we stratified by developmental age group, in addition to looking at co-occurring conditions which have small prevalence rates, we needed this large sample size in order to investigate our study question. So in the literature, we already learned that children with ASDs are more likely to have co-occurring neurodevelopmental and psychiatric conditions, but our study found that children with current ASDs were even more likely than with past ASDs to have these co-occurring conditions. Also, they suggest that specific co-occurring conditions may differentiate children with a current ASD from those with the past. The natural history of some conditions may explain why they are diagnosed in conjunction with a current and stable ASD diagnosis. For example, anxiety was found to be more likely diagnosed in children aged 6 to 11 with current ASD than in a past ASD. Anxiety in children with ASDs has been frequently associated with the need for rigidity in schedules, fear of change, or in response to the child's own awareness of social expectations. And so it makes sense as to why this may distinguish the two groups. Similarly, epilepsy not only peaks during early adolescence, but has also been found to occur in a significant portion of adolescents with an ASD. And that this may explain why adolescents with a current ASD in our study were found to be 11 times more likely to have co-occurring epilepsy than those with the past ASD. I'd like to thank Dr. Andrew Zimmerman for his clinical expertise and review on this research, and Ryan Yarger for proofreading. And currently, our complete findings are in press with pediatrics. Thank you.